At the opening of Ralph Nader's newest Los Angeles office, only one reporter was on the scene. Me. Third-party candidates generally get less media time or attention. State Coordinator Mick Millman says it's been hard for the Nader campaign to get any coverage this election cycle.
Ralph has been shut out of the debates. He's not getting media attention. I mean, far less, it seems, than any other campaign before. The media has essentially written him off.
Nader has run for president in three previous elections. Some Democrats blame him for stealing votes from presidential candidate Al Gore in 2000, leading to a win by George W. Bush. But Millman says it is not that Nader stole votes, but that presidential nominees have failed to represent their constituents.
If the two parties want to earn, they need to earn votes. They shouldn't be given votes. They shouldn't be voted for because they're the lesser of two evils or the closest thing to what you believe in. People should vote for what they believe in.
Third-party candidates are strong when the major party candidates are controversial or weak or not positively chosen.
Annenberg professor John Wilcox says this cycle in particular, the dynamics of the campaigns have made it harder for Nader to get any attention.
I think that this election is very important, and it's considered to be vital and considered to be somewhat impressed in it. So that will sort of decrease the nature of people looking to a third option, of somebody who they know can't win.
But Wilcox says in California, some voters might choose Nader because they believe candidate Barack Obama will most likely carry the state.
It's really killing two birds with one vote. It's Obama's still going to win, and I can give Ralph a little more support.
Still, Nader hasn't gotten much attention on the USC campus.
The only reason why I know of him is because of C-SPAN, and he was on Bill Maher's show, and he was on another political show on PBS, I believe. But if I'm just watching regular TV, regular media, I don't even know who he is. So that's probably why nobody know of him.
And with 3 weeks left until Election Day, there's still a lot of work left for the Nader campaign to do. Hannah Kim, Annenberg Radio News.